Welcome to Torah Te'imecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Wachstock, and today we'll be learning Parshat Ikev. Our Parsha opens with the gifts Hashem will grant us if the Jews are faithful. We recount the miracles that have happened in the desert and the promises of the land we are about to inherit. Hashem addresses our insecurities about the nations of the land and that they are mightier than us with a reassurance that Hashem will help us with the upcoming conquest. The Jews are reminded that we are not receiving the land because of our righteousness, rather because of the wickedness of the nations. We are reminded of the problems perpetuated in the desert, Chita Egel, breaking the Luchot, and other sins such as Tavera, Masa, and Kivrot HaTava. We are also reminded of how Moshe davened for us, how Moshe brought us the second Luchot, which were placed in that Ron, which will be carried by the Levium, which is why the Levium will not receive a portion or Nachla in the land. All of this together tells us that we need to serve Hashem. Hashem has done so much for us in the past, raised us up, taken us out of Egypt, split the sea, swallowed Datan and Aviram, so we need to now respond by keeping the covenant so we will be able to inherit and hold the land. We are reassured of the specialness of the land we are about to enter. The Parsha concludes with a summation of all this in what becomes the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema V'haya. In the previous Parshos, we highlighted the history of our relationship with Hashem and the guidance Moshe has given in preserving the special covenantal relationship between the Jewish people and Hashem. In continuance with Moshe's preparation for the Jews' entry into the land, we now focus on the results of keeping or not keeping the covenant. The theme of this entire parsha is one of Schar Va'onesh. As Rav Ezra Bick points out, the parsha, open quote, is devoted to explaining the results of keeping the Torah as a covenant between God and his people, end quote. Our connection to Hashem is going to be influenced by our decision to keep or not keep the mitzvot. This continuation of the mitzvah speech section of Tzvarim represents a shift. The historical speech focused on the awe in which we should hold Hashem, the yira of Hashem, which is based on our past experiences, from our cognizance and recollection of all that Hashem has done for us. In freeing Jewish slaves from the world's mightiest empire, Hashem has indebted us to the Shechinah. Moshe reminded us that we have been claimed by the laws of the ancient world as servants of God. In the mitzvah speech, a new element is intertwined with our awe of Hashem, love, which is based in choice. To love Hashem is to have a relationship that we choose to be in, one that is more than just our obligations. Yes, within mitzvot, there is still awe and obligation, but there is also something more. Moshe begins focusing on our initiative in relation to Hashem, not merely what we owe because of our past, but our decisions, our actions, and our role in connecting to Hashem. This is the meaning of the term covenant, an agreement between two willing parties. The relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people is dialectic. It's a product of our birth, but it is also a product of our choice. Rabbi Lam, in a Shavuot address in 1966, points out, open quote, God first chooses us, and then we must choose him. He chose us only once at Sinai. For all eternity, anyone born into this people is chosen, but we must choose him anew in every generation, end quote. A philosopher of Shvertzayne Yid, it's hard to be a Jew, as Shalom Aleichem proclaimed in his 1920 play of that name, is not enough. A Judaism forced on us cannot soar. This idea is further developed by Rav Aaron Lichtenstein in his essay, Brother Daniel and the Jewish Fraternity, in a long discussion on the nature and limits of Jewish identity. He discusses the notion of Brit Avot and Brit Sinai. Brit Avot is the chosenness we experience by virtue of biological roots and historical experience, but can, like a rubber band, stretch too far, be snapped. Total apostasy can cause a Jew to lose his halachic treatment as a Jew in matters of Jewish law. He can become, as Rav Lichtenstein calls it, quote, a Jew without Jewishness, end quote. In contrast, Brit Sinai, stems from the ongoing choosing we do each day with our actions. Our opting into our relationship with Hashem is what we were created for. This explains Rashi's words at the end of Perek Aleph of Bereishit. The pasuk says at the end of the sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the sixth day. Rashi there explains, Hosif Hei BaShishi B'Gmar Maaseh Bereishit. Hashem added a Hei to the word Shishi at the end of creation. Lomar Shihi Na'imahem Al-Minat Shikablu Alay Misrael Chamisha Chumshei Torah. To say that Hashem made all of creation contingent on the Jews accepting the five books of the Torah in the future. Rashi is telling us that we have a hand in sustaining our creation by our accepting the Torah. How is this possible? Hashem has no lack. Hashem's creation doesn't need us. The Ramchal explains something remarkable at the beginning of Derech Hashem. And the only thing Hashem cannot do independently is have a relationship. For that, Hashem, quote unquote, needs us. By our choosing to be connected to Hashem, we are fulfilling the divine plan. And in doing so, we become sustainers of Hashem's creation in some small way. The fact that in choosing to keep mitzvot, we are becoming partners with Hashem explains the first Rashi found in our Parsha. Our Parsha opens with the words, V'haya ekev tishmu'un et ha-mishpatim ha'ela, the simple meaning of which is, if indeed you heed these laws. However, the word ekev is used unusually here. Rashi picked up on the unusual meaning of the word ekev, heel, and he explains, Im ha-mitzvot kalot sha'adam dash be'ekavav tishmu'un. If you observe the easy mitzvot that people usually grind beneath their heels, then you will be blessed, as it says two psukim later. At first, it would seem strange that we are emphasizing the simple mitzvot. I might think that to be blessed, I need to complete the difficult mitzvot, not the easy ones. So why is the pasuk focusing on the easy ones? I think the key is the understanding we've been developing. Our covenant with Hashem is contingent on our choosing to be in a relationship with Hashem. And the manifestation of that ongoing choosing is the mitzvot that we perform. And that doesn't necessarily need to be the biggest and hardest mitzvot. Sometimes it is paradoxically the small actions, the little gestures that are the most meaningful. Similar to how in a marriage, it's not about the once in a while elaborate gift or expensive trip, but more often about the small checking in, the little note, the gesture that shows your spouse was thinking about you. This is what we're looking to do with Hashem. To grow our relationship, we need to keep small mitzvot. The Or HaChaim quotes a very interesting Bereishit Rabbah. It points out that whenever you have the word v'haya, as you do at the beginning of our pasuk, it connotes simcha. Our pasuk is teaching us how to have joyful fulfillment in our relationship with Hashem, through the many small gestures that we choose to make. The more we keep mitzvot because they are what we want, because they are an expression of our love for Hashem, not because our family expects us to, or our community demands them, or our peers will impress by them, but because they are what we want, the more we are forging a personal relationship with Hashem. This opens the door to a deep and meaningful Judaism for all of us. Shabbat Shalom, and thank you for learning.